There were once a man and a woman who wanted a child. For years, the woman hoped for her wish to come true. From the back of their house, they could see a pretty garden. It was full of the most beautiful plants. There was a high wall around it. No one went into the garden because it belonged to a powerful witch. One day, the woman was standing by the window and looking down into the garden. She saw the most beautiful Rapunzel plant. It looked so fresh and green. All she could think about was eating some. She stood at the window and looked at it all day long. Her husband was worried.
"What is wrong, dear wife?"
he asked. "Ugh," she said, "I must eat some of the Rapunzel in the garden behind our house, or I think I shall die." The man did not want his wife to die. When it grew dark, he climbed over the wall into the garden of the witch. He quickly grabbed a handful of Rapunzel. Then he took it to his wife. She made herself a salad of it and ate it greedily. It tasted very good to her. But the next day, she longed for Rapunzel even more than before. The next evening, the man went again to the garden. But when he climbed down the wall, he saw the witch standing before him.
"How can you?" she said angrily. "Come into my garden and steal my Rapunzel. You shall suffer for it."
"Please forgive me. I only did it to make my wife happy. She wanted to eat Rapunzel."
The witch felt a little sorry for the man.
"If that is true, I will let you take as much Rapunzel as you will. But there is one condition. You must give me your first child," she said. "I will care for it like a mother."
The man was scared, so he immediately agreed. When his wife finally had a child, the witch came to their house. She took the child away with her and gave her the name of Rapunzel. Rapunzel grew into a beautiful child. When she was 12 years old, the witch shut her in a tower. It had no stairs or door. There was just a little window at the top. When the witch wanted to go in, she stood at the foot of the tower and cried,
"Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair to me."
Rapunzel had long golden hair. When she heard the witch, she untied her hair and wound it around a hook by the window. She let her hair fall down for the witch to climb. Some years later, the king's son rode through the forest. He passed by the tower. He heard a lovely song. It was Rapunzel's sweet voice. The king's son wanted to climb up to find out whose voice it was. He looked for the door of the tower, but he could not find one. The king's son rode home, but he could not forget the beautiful singing. Every day, he went out into the forest and listened to it. Once, from behind a tree, he saw the witch come to the tower. The witch cried,
"Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair to me."
The king's son saw her hair fall down the tower and the witch climb up. He decided to try to climb the hair himself the next night.
"Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair to me," cried the king's son.
The hair fell down and the young man climbed up. At first, Rapunzel was afraid, but the king's son talked to her like a friend. He told her that he had wanted to see her after he heard her voice. Rapunzel saw that he was young and handsome. When he asked her to marry him, she said yes.
I will gladly go away with you, but I do not know how to get down, said Rapunzel. Bring with you a ball of silk every time that you come. I will make a ladder with it. Then, when that is ready, I will come down, and you will take me on your horse, she told the king's son. They agreed that until that time, he should come to her every evening, for the old woman came by day. The witch knew nothing of this, until one day Rapunzel made a mistake. Tell me, why are you so much heavier for me to draw up than the king's son? Said Rapunzel without thinking.
You have deceived me! Cried the witch.
She grabbed Rapunzel's beautiful hair and cut it off with a pair of scissors. She took poor Rapunzel to a desert and left her there alone. Then the witch waited in the tower for the king's son to arrive.
Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair to me,
she heard at last. She let down Rapunzel's hair, which she had kept. The king's son climbed up, but instead of finding his dearest Rapunzel, he found the witch.
Aha! She cried. Your dearest is not here. Rapunzel is lost to you. You will never see her again.
The king's son jumped down from the tower. He fell into some thorns, which blinded him. He wandered about the forest calling for his lost love. He wandered about for some years. At last, he came to the desert. There, he heard a voice. It seemed so familiar to him that he went toward it. When he got closer, Rapunzel saw him and fell into his arms and wept. Her tears got into his eyes, which grew clear again, and he could see as before. The king's son led Rapunzel to his kingdom, where they married. They lived a long and happy life.